Hello.
What's up, Nola? It's your boy, Frankie B. Live. Euro stepping past the haters, praising the motivators, and staying away from impersonators. What's up, Nola Leaky Fawcett?
This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming to you with another one. Here in the Nola Leaky Fawcett, where we spill shit on accident and not by motherfucking... God damn, I froze.
What's up, Nola Leaky Fawcett? It's your girl, and talk to me. Here we go, the unnecessary shit.
Unnecessary part two. No, Leaky Fawcett, forgive me. I've been doing this shit for a whole year, and a bitch didn't stumble on all these words because of this unnecessary bullshit going on, Frankie.
Because of this unnecessary shit that's going on. And we got a whole lot of shit to talk about on part two of Unnecessary.
Do we? Man, what's up with that bullshit with NBA Youngboy Kodak Black? How you sit there and you go off on a nigga over the phone while they locked up? That's unnecessary.
That's unnecessary.
But when a nigga come to you face to face out in the street, you don't do shit.
Right.
That sounds like some pussy whoop shit or some real shit. That's unnecessary. Don't talk shit about somebody over the phone while they locked up. And then when you got a nigga in real reality step to you, you don't do nothing about it.
Right. And to piggyback up off what you're saying, when Youngboy was dissing Kodak and talking about Kodak, he mentioned, "I got my own house, nigga. Her pussy's daddy don't got nothing to do with this." Like,
My thing is, as a recording artist, Nola Leaky Fawcett, you're not supposed to be condoning yourself like this in the street. Now, here in New Orleans, Nola Leaky Fawcett, NBA Youngboy is a badass. He talk major shit. Now, I don't know about you guys, as talk to me and Frankie B, you know, you knock on the devil door, somebody gonna answer. You can't be running around talking that bullshit like a nigga not gonna pull your roll call.
Exactly.
Can we get a fucking rough for this lame ass nigga?
Get a
They better stop all that shit talking and all that ducking and dodging in reality.
Not only that, ass talk to me. Tell me what else you got on gossip for us today.
Not only that, what's the deal with his so-called fiance stabbing his baby mama, right?
Let's talk about it.
Now, talk to me. Now, who is the ass of the day? Would it be Kodak Black? Would it be NBA Youngboy? Would it be... Who is the ass of the day?
Today is NBA Youngboy.
Okay.
God damn it, somebody Black, that man over. Locked up in jail during his time trying to get out.
Right.
Cool, NBA Youngboy, you out here on the street doing this and doing that, talking shit, hitting women and doing this and doing that.
Enough for you to be in the same jail.
You to be in the same predicament as this man and be in a two-man cell and get knocked down. What you gonna do then?
Damn it, NBA young boy. I think we smell a pussy cat within you. Feline cat. Can we get a meow for this nigga? Because he eat trail meat. This nigga want nothing but milk in a bowl, bitch ass nigga. He on the Nola Leaky Fawcett. We gonna talk about you. You are the ass of the day, NBA young boy.
Oh, and guess what? We got somebody else to throw in the bowl with him. Cause Young Chop, you get no pass.
No pass, homie.
Now, Nola Leaky Fawcett, I'm gonna tell y'all about this Young Chop situation for the people that don't know what's going on, you know? Young Chop, He is the backstory on him. He was the beat maker, the legendary beat maker in Chicago that started the Chicago drills. Now he came to Atlanta, and now he's beefing with 21 Savage. Now this guy leaves Chicago. Chicago murder rate is 16.2 per 100 person. Atlanta is 20.2 per 100. So Chicago murder rate is a lot higher than Atlanta. You go to a peaceful place to start beefing walk with a dude you don't even know what hood he's from and why how he's rocking. Talk to me.
Wait. Not to cut you off, but not only that, you beefing with the Migos too. Like for real? That's not just one person.
Not just one. Beefing with the Migos. He called Lil Wayne scary. He called Meek Mill scary. Talk to me, Black.
My thing is, you looking for an ass whooping. Now, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, I didn't stay. Shout out to Atlanta. Shout out Zone 3. Shout out MLK. Shout out my boy Smokey B up there doing his thing. Shout out Beats by Bats. Shout out that boy FB Jigger. Shout out everybody on Martin Luther King Zone 3, Zone 1. Stand up in this bitch. You go to Atlanta thinking them niggas is eating hay and riding motherfucking bulldozers. You about to get your ass shot up. You about to get some real shit.
Like, for real.
Do not go to another man's refrigerator without asking him, can he open?
Facts.
Don't come in my fucking house and go straight to my refrigerator without you asking for permission. Who is this bitch-ass nigga walking in my house like he comfortable? That's what you doing, Nola Leaky Fawcett. You're invading somebody's territory.
Yep.
And that's what they had somebody that posted the Atlanta versus Chirac theme thing. And I want to tell everybody, just because a motherfucker say, oh, I'm from Chicago, or hey, I'm from New Orleans, or I'm from Compton, it doesn't mean nothing because it's hoods everywhere. And Atlanta is not a sweet place to be. No, I've been in Allen Temple. Shout out to Allen Temple. Like Black Beauty Uptown Cutie. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You will get your ass hurt in ATL. You know. just unnecessary bullshit. All this ties back into today. You know, I feel to believe with coronavirus going around, you bitches supposed to be proactive. Read a book. Do some math. Spend some time with your kids.
What I did. And then
learn how to cook some
turkey. Learn a new recipe.
Learn a new recipe. And speaking of recipe, y'all, back to this unnecessary bullshit. Now, we going back to some older cats. And it is 50 Cent and Jim Jones, you guys. Now, this beef is stemming from the release of Skittles. Skittles, you guys. Skittles is home, y'all. Skittles is even posting.
Damn, the rainbow. I thought I seen his little pale ass running around on Instagram. Talk about it, Frankie B.
Now, as far as Jim Jones sent the post towards 50 Cent saying, I don't see how, and I quote you guys, I don't see how these so-called real ones, talking about 50, is rooting for these rats to come home when they're giving my people 20, 30, 40 years.
And he,
50 Cent later replied by saying, it's crazy how you, Jim Jones, was the one on the phone telling these dudes to kill 6ix9ine, but you never went to jail or never went to court for it. I smell cooperative informing.
I smell it.
Oh, I'm going to talk about it, Nola Leaky.
We going to talk about it.
One second. Jim Jones replied by saying, I talked to Mel Murder the other day, he doing good. But keep on rooting for that rat, you're going to be in the same predicament as him. And 50 Cent said, 50 Cent came back and said, you guys, I don't see where you try to defend yourself being a crapper tip informant dude with buku laughing emojis. Hmm. What is it, y'all? What y'all think?
Drop the bomb, Nola Leaky Fawcett. We dropping bombs. We dropping bombs. Nothing but bombs right here in the motherfucking studio.
A big snitch and asking for the ass whoop.
Cheese. I like cheese. I love the cheese. Parmesan. I like mozzarella. I like
mozzarella.
I like cheddar. I like
mozzarella. So, Black, so from your experience out here in Israel, you think Jim Jones is CI? You think it's kind of fishy?
Yes.
I think it's kind of sharky?
I mean, as a former inmate, yes, I was an inmate. Jim Jones is in the discovery pack. Everybody knows here in Nola Leaky Fawcett, if you've been incarcerated, if somebody snitched on you, if you told on somebody, it's something called a discovery pack. And it's already been exposed, Nola Leaky Fawcett.
Yep.
Press your closest Google button and press in Jim Jones, the snitch bitch. And I guarantee that this informant will pop up. That's what I have to say.
Hmm.
That's what I
talk about it on Notably Fawcett.
And talk to me. Let's wrap up this segment on gossip. And who is the last ass of the day?
The last ass of the day would be the rat of the day.
Huh. Rainbow?
Gosh,
Rainbow?
Rainbow.
Cover your baby. That's all I got to see. Stop snitching.
Stop
not snitching. That was a mayor in Los Angeles that said he's going to start awarding people their rat on other people.
Y'all about to die.
And y'all about to die.
Man,
I'm about to make the whole United States into another big ass graveyard. Like it was way back.
And Skittles
then.
Made his first post by saying, coming to the rescue. That is what Skittles post, y'all. Coming to the rescue.
Coming to a graveyard sentence.
Again. You about to die tonight, night. I hope everybody that's listening to Ass Talk to Me and my good brother Frankie B Live. You wanna die tonight. You want everybody related to you to die. This is called a green light, bitch. You need to keep green your light. Mouth closed. You want your people to live, bitch. You didn't see or hear nothing.
And you know what? To go back off the piggyback off we was talking about earlier. Keep your mouth closed. Matter of fact, if you're gonna open it, drink some water.
What? Suck on some water.
I just told Nola Lee. What I just told Nola Leaky Fawcett today.
Eat some water.
We're going to be some upright, healthy people. I'm going to need for everybody to start giving water some hate. I'm going to say it again. I got to say it again. Nola Leaky Fawcett, I need for y'all to start giving H2O, agua. You know that wet shit you take a bath in. You know the shit you wash vegetables in. You know the shit that you drink. You know, I need for y'all to start sucking up some head. You know what I mean? Water deserves head. Water deserves head, y'all. Little faux play for my water. Shout out to water. Shout out to that boy water. Shout out to water. It's so good for you. Get you some.
I love it.
This is what the world is. You know, Frankie being ass, this is what the world is fighting over right now. Water.
Oh yeah. Trust and believe that.
Like, don't think it's a conspiracy theory.
It's a fact.
The world is fighting over water. We need water. Everybody wants water. You should use water to wash your hands. It sounds like everybody is sucking water dick all this week. You sucking
water. Your ass in some water.
Talk about the world. And you talk about the world. Black. Right. To my next thing, talking about the world. Now, I want to know, you guys, are there top secret missions with people making in the United States spaceships going to the moon or going to the sun? Or do you guys think there's UFOs that they don't want to expose to us? Because I got a picture in my phone.
Frankie, I seen some weird shit last night in the sky. He ain't lying about that.
I need for Ass Talk to Me and Frankie B Live. I need for y'all to upload these pictures on Instagram and give Nola Leaky Fawcett where they can see these pictures. Shoot it out for them, you guys, before we get into this subject.
You know what? I got y'all, Nola Leaky. So I'm going to save this subject, you guys, for our next segment, which will be in the morning, which will be tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You guys tune in. But I will upload the pictures tonight, and I'm going to let y'all see it and let y'all determine it for yourself. But there's something going on in the sky. Yes.
Damn, Area 54. God damn, UFOs. I know about y'all ass. God damn, Roswell. Fucking Roswell. That's all this shit is. Area 51 and Roswell.
Right, all this unnecessary shit. We already dealing with the corona night trying to abduct the motherfucker.
Now you got
it. Y'all trying to take us and bring us to space. We already dealing with the corona.
Now
you
trying to send them fucking worms from the men in black down here. All they want to do is drink coffee and shit. I ain't trying to deal with no worms that can
worms
talk.
Or no roaches that can talk, bro.
I got shit to do in the morning.
Fuck.
Right.
I gotta teach school in the morning.
I'm still in the project, Nola Leaky Fawcett. I'm still in the project. I don't want to get up in the morning and a fucking roach talking about, bitch, why? What took you so long to get up? Bitch, I'm hungry as a motherfucker. Bitch, fix something.
What's the thing they used to say, Black? Once you go worms, that's what you'll get. I'm not trying to deal with that, Nola Leaky Fawcett. Y'all, now, whoever listening to this, if you trying to deal with that, then, you know, that's all personal, you know, yeah. But not Frankie B. Live, not Ass Talk to Me, not Black Goody the Uptown.
No.
No.
You're not trying
to.
Oh, no.
Nigga, no. I got too much to deal with. Niggas trying to rob Jack, selling me bonk ass weed up in these streets to be dealing with fucking roaches and worms that talk. You fucking white people. Mm-hmm. God damn it, I'm not racist, but you white people want to go fuck with them aliens. Leave them fucking people alone, man.
Leave them be alone. Right, let them lead an unknown intelligence where it's at.
Because if they come fuck with us, and y'all don't have the motherfucking air or war power to fuck with them bitches, then guess what? How
y'all
the motherfucking
the planet.
Well, guess what? Huh. I'm going to say this, Nola Leaky Fawcett. I'm snitching. I'm bringing them fucking worms straight to your motherfucking door. Them the niggas right there. Them the niggas.
We like Skittles when it comes to them aliens.
I'm Tekashi 6ix9ine like all day. This nigga, that nigga, this nigga. And that nigga Trump upstairs. He upstairs. The orange nigga with the yak. The nigga with the toothpaste.
And...
the orange nigga. The nigga that looked like the man that used to dance on them six pass commercials.
This bring me back to this video I seen not too long ago.
Talk about
you beautiful black queen. I don't give a damn if you working half naked in a club, ballroom, whatever the fuck it wanna be. But if you giving a nigga a lap dance, and you naked and you rip one of them soggy wet ones loose, but while you dancing on them, lady,
that's that wet game. I just ain't gumbo.
I wouldn't even pay you, bitch. You would be dancing for me for free, and that's on call.
You know
what? I'm gonna post that video on my page so Nola Leaky can know what we're talking about. But I did not hear her. Pass gas. I kept on trying to.
The gas
it.
Came out, nigga.
But that's my
the gas hit Webby. The gas hit Webby.
You ain't see his face. You heard it. You ain't hear. You
nigga.
Saw his face.
Yeah, I seen his face.
That nigga.
I saw his
Frankie B. Webby looked around, was like, "What the fuck was that?"
It was the one standing right next to him dancing.
She let loose some of that corona.
Look, Ass Talk to Me. That mean baby girl don't got no ass walls.
No ass
Whoever
walls
is fucking this
all.
Young lady in the ass,
please stop.
Please leave her alone.
Please leave her ass alone. leave that pool shooter the fuck alone. She needs to heal up and close, baby, because that's too loose. She ain't working and ripped one long. That's just nasty. I wouldn't even want her to dance for me. I'm sorry.
That's unnecessary bullshit. Unnecessary
bullshit. And you know, Nota Leaky falls to the next topic I want to discuss with you guys. And this is for all my ladies and gentlemen that's into battle rap. I saw a video of battle rapping. They was FaceTiming each other battle rapping. Now, I know we got the corona shit going on, but I'm old school, like to see battle rap done with the crowd reacting and the people getting into it type shit. All that FaceTime battle rap and wrestling without the fucking crowds. Oh, no.
Karaoke on IG. Basically, Frankie B, we have a lot of niggas on IG doing karaoke. Unnecessary bullshit. We got people farting with no ass walls. We got people spitting on food, licking elevate little buttons. You see?
You got a motherfucker that make her pussy go bump, 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 bump. She like, oh, that's it. No, the leak is sending y'all to video.
And another thing, ass talk to me, Frankie B. It's a young lady. I have to find this and upload this with a cupcake in her hand. And this young lady spits a strawberry out her ass onto the cupcake. Fuck? Bitch, I don't even want cupcakes no more.
Okay,
no more cupcakes. I don't want no cupcakes.
Now, when my turn,
every time I
see a
strawberry,
be like, sorry to the teacher. I'm not giving my turn no cupcakes. I'm not giving none. Whatever video I seen ruined it. So they give me cake.
I don't want no more cupcakes with strawberries on it. No berries. Just give me a plain ass cake, bitch. I don't even need
a strawberry cake. You know
I'm gonna be trying to figure out what the fuck this strawberry or this blueberry cake.
I don't even know strawberry shortcakes no more. Just give me a cheesecake.
No feelings. No.
Give
no
it to
times.
No original, please.
And speaking of original, y'all guys, speaking of original, what is up with the people with the NBA? Okay. Like, they're showing all these old ass games. They got wrestling with no crowds. Why not have some of these players play without the crowd? I understand a couple of guys have the coronavirus. I'm aware of that. But my thing is, us guys, we are missing sports. What the fuck is sports?
Frankie B, let me say this. I feel to believe that the NBA been talking to BET. I'm going to tell you why. Let me explain on the league. Because as Black people, we will play the same fucking thing over and over. I really think the NBA said, let's play some old ass shit like what BET. That's what I think they do.
Fact.
They said, fuck it, Frankie B. Rewind this shit. Just play the old ones. Fuck it. Gotta keep their attention.
Cause now know the leaky, I gotta let y'all know. My favorite player is LeBron James. You know. And guess what? My motherfucking dude, he's not getting younger. He's getting older by the day. Him sitting at home fucking the shit out of his wife.
I can tell you what.
Ain't helping us
do.
Win no fucking title.
I like that damn TV show he has, Survivor's Remorse. And he didn't finish it up and do another season. That was a good TV show. That was his life story.
Yeah, great show.
Ass talk to me, Frankie B. Live. I have something to say. I need for LeBron James to talk to his friend, Dwayne Wade. For him to let this child switch his name around, putting on girl drawers with little mermaids on it. You know,
to each his own. I can't even comment on that.
I am. You want your baby to suck dick? Your baby's supposed to be right here playing with G.I. Joe.
I will. The shit is totally unnecessary for a fucking 13 12-year-old child to say, I want to be a girl, cut my dick off.
Do you know this?
Why should cut the dick off?
No, Lalika, hold on.
I wasn't going to say, but
let me would have had a doggone boy, and he turned, I'm sorry, I'm going to beat you like my grandpa used to do my uncle. I ain't ready for pussies.
To be real, Nodaliki, they have, on the average, they have a lot of people that's gay that keeps their shit.
That's a true fact.
And even fucking, I'm being real, Nodaliki, but for this guy to say, cut my shit off, ain't no getting that back, because a tranny could one day wake up and say, you know what? I'm tired of this life. Let me go get a girlfriend, have a baby, have a family, and end it like
they
that.
They do have some that's like
you
that.
Still got shit. But this man cannot do that anymore, because he
cut me off.
Yeah, he can't do it no more because he cut his shit off. Talk to me, Black.
What I'm saying is, he's not even 13. How does he know?
Right.
For one, he never had pussy before. So how can you not have something and don't know you like it? That's for one, no, the Leaky Faucet. For two, Dwayne Wade is the adult. He's the parent. How could you? I can understand you feeling the way that your child feels, okay? But my thing also as a parent, I'm going to try to persuade you into some pussy, nigga. You don't like this shit?
I'm sorry.
You don't want to look at it? Huh. You don't want to look at it?
Your show? Your show?
I'm sorry, y'all. I had a fast day, Empire, when you really went to Jamal.
Again, Nola Leaky Fawcett. How could you wake up one morning when I was 8 and 9 and 10? I didn't want to wake. I didn't wake up one morning and say, I want to go eat pussy today. I didn't wake up and say that.
No.
I wanted to go eat candy and play nigga night and climb trees.
That shit.
Right.
Of your childhood.
Right. But,
playing nigga not.
And that is why there are so many people out here that impersonate a lot of things, and these young kids feed into that. They feed into it. So I tell you guys that have kids, know the Leaky Faucet, to you will step past the impersonators. Don't let your kids get involved in something that these guys are not doing, like the Futures of the World, mixing Percocets and Molly when he's really not doing that. Let me tell y'all, Percocets and Molly, that's two different kinds of pills. One is an upper, one is a downer. You drink that, you mix that, your heart might explode. Talk about it, Black.
Motherfucker, why is you playing with this shit? I don't cut no corners with no Leaky Faucet. Why is you fucking around with some shit you don't know nothing about? Unnecessary touching. Unnecessary trying, bitch. Well, like, why? Who's provoking you to do this shit?
Like a nigga sitting there on your shoulder, wanting your ear talk about something. Come on, man, try it. Try it. You know you want to. You know you want to. And then you got the one on the other side talking about. Don't do it.
You listen to the song. You listen to the song.
When you're gonna
the man never rapped about those two things. He said, that was the first, he said it, but never rapped about it. So when people rap, they go Molly Percocets. Put the Molly with the Percocets, and I'ma kill myself. These people is out here crazy. Corona ain't doing it to us. Really? These folks is doing it to us.
Frankie B, I want you to understand this. The music of today has truly fucked up our generation. When we was coming up, we didn't want to do nothing but get money, let the white man know that we smart and we ain't monkeys, and we just want to get money and make babies and get out the project. You new niggas, y'all pants are too tight, y'all sucking dick, you're cutting all your hair off, you're snitching when it ain't time for you to snitch. What the fuck are you doing?
The pussy pole bitches that snitch.
You're letting your children cut off their dicks. That's unnecessary.
I'm sorry.
You coughing, you sneezing, you touching shit, unnecessary. Here at Nola Leaky Faucet, where we spill shit on purpose and not by accident. Ass Talk to Me, Frankie be live on another segment on this good day of April 6th, Monday, going in a motherfucking Tuesday on your bitch ass.
With the 2020 vision, wrapping up this segment.
Ass Talk to Me. Hello,
trying
shit out.
You love me or hate me, I don't care.
Frankie B, tell them where Nola Leaky Faucet can reach you at. Frankie B live.
Hey man, y'all can reach Frankie B. I'm Frankie B live. I'm gonna explain that to y'all. Nola Leaky Faucet. I'm gonna explain that to y'all. I'm Frankie B live because I'm always live. I'm always lit. Y'all can find me on Instagram at I am Frankie B. You know, I say I'm always your stepping past the haters. You know, because you got to move past the haters. Don't worry about the people hating on you. Don't worry about the people talking down on you. Because what's for you is for you. I'm always praising the motivators. Black Beauty, Uptown Cutie. I praise that motherfucker. She's a motivator. She's a 100% strong motivator. Even my dog, Jojo, motivator. Motivates me. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me, motivated. Any mother that's taking care of their kids, motivate.
Any mother that still get up in the morning early, does her exercise, finds time to cook breakfast for her mama and her babies before they wake up in the morning. And on top of that, clean house and clean up. And they still sleep?
Motivator. And I tell people, and stand away from the impersonator. Stand away from people that's impersonating or being something that they not, because that will internally mess you up. And that is me, Nola Leaky Faucet, Frankie B.
Ass Talk to Me. Tell them where they can reach you at, baby.
Y'all can reach me at Ass Talk to Me on IG. You feel me? But y'all also can sit there and send a girl a friend request or follow her too. Don't hop on my page talking that dumb shit, because I might snap back at you.
Dizzy Girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you with another one. Ending tonight, Nola Leaky Faucet, where we spill shit on purpose and not by accident. I ain't fall this time. Love y'all. Peace. Good night. Check us out tomorrow. 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock, rock, bitch. Holla at y'all tomorrow.
That nigga? Is this the illest nigga in Nebraska?
What? Is you bad at that?
DB rapping on a beat. All right, yeah. Let's go. Yo, all right, yo. Yo, all right, yeah. D, yeah. B, yeah. N, yeah. Look. I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Whine on me like we listening to dance hall. Yeah. Oh, I'm just tryna see you dance, all. Oh, right. Running on my balls and you know this ain't no last call. Work, pounce, twerk, keep it dancing, dawg. Work, pounce, twerk, keep it dancing, dawg. Work, pounce, twerk, keep it dancing, dawg. Work, pounce, twerk, come on. And I don't mind what you do, boo. Slide down a pool or spinning in a tutu. Teach me how to doggy doll, or maybe I can tutor you. I know a little something, so just tell me if it's new to you. Sock it to me, rock it to me, baby, gonna drop it low. Would say you did that, but thinking you already know. Round like a merry-go, pop like a cherry, oh. Shake like it's scary, though. Here say that really, oh. Here we go, yeah, you know the buzz like. Break it down, roll it up, burn it and puff like. Inhale, exhale, tell me what buzz like. Yeah, he spit fire, he just trying to get his buzz right, so I'm sipping. Just tryna see you dance, dawg. Whine on me like we hit a dance hall. Yeah, I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Jamming on my balls and you know this ain't the last call. I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Whine on me like we listening to dance hall. Yeah, I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Jamming on my balls and you know this ain't the last call. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, oh, shake, work, bounce, twerk, keep it dancing, dawg. Work, pounce, twerk, keep it dancing, dawg. Work, pounce, twerk.
twerk, come on. Yeah, so much you're working for the brody. And by the time you're done, there ain't nothing that you owe me. Time to get bent, taking more shots than Kobe. Yeah, you know he known to get it jumping like Shinobi. Or better yet, Jordan, 95 Gordon, 55 ballin'. There ain't no garden. Both hands on your double dribble, that's ballin'. I'm all in, loving basketball, straight McCallin'. So you just place a nine, I'ma show you where that D at. Cause if you need a man for this song, I can be that. And if you pass a physical, you know that I'ma see that. Yeah, I ain't on the spot to push that deep back, cause we that. She come with my man like Revis. Oh, I can't believe this. She throw it, I receive it. So I guess I'm bolding, and it ain't no holding. I know you feel it swollen, and I'm just hoping to see you. Oh, I just tryna see you dance, dawg. Wine on me like we listening to dance hall. Yeah, I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Jamming on my balls, and you know that ain't no last call. I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Wine on me like we listening to dance hall. Yeah, I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Jamming on my balls, and you know that ain't no last call. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, yeah. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, yeah. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, yeah. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, come on. Right about now, I'm tryna see you twerk. Work that dress, them shorts, that skirt. Come on. Right about now, I'm tryna see you twerk. Work that dress, them shorts, that skirt. I'm still looking for a shorty with a body so sweet. She can snap, crackle, pop it like a Rice Krispie treat. For juvenile, back it up, drop it down to your feet. For Soulja Slim, slow motion, sliding up your boy me. Now I got their head hurting, so they go to hate. But I ain't tripping, cause shorty go to crack-a-lating. I call it crack-a-lating, cause I crack be navigating. Have your boy jumping on her back without no hesitation. Oh man, my hand ain't wasting, that mean I need Patron. H-S on the rocks, oh can't you tell I'm on? And like that 2-3, I'm going in my zone. My vision going double, I know you had a clone. Feel like the feeling gone, all up in my face. That pill kicked in, and I still got the aftertaste. So now you're shaking, let me see you get low. Knees touching elbows, but you already know. Yeah, I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Run on me like we listening to dance hall. Yeah, I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Jamming on my balls and you know there ain't no last call. Whoa. I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Run on me like we listening to dance hall. Yeah, I'm just tryna see you dance, dawg. Jamming on my balls and you know there ain't no last call. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, yeah. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, yeah. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, yeah. Shake, work, bounce, twerk, come on. Don't be mad, cause I do me better than you do you. Yeah.